Red Dragon Radio, always streaming at wonyfm.org. There we go. Press once, press twice. And it works! Good morning to you. 9:59 now. And for the next couple of hours, you'll be with me, the old professor, and this is Old School Vinyl with the old professor. And I welcome you. It's where we get out the vinyl from way back when, the 45s, the old albums. Dust them off, play them for you. Some hits, some album cuts, most of the artists you know, which is good. And a professor, Mark Simonson. Professor Simonson, da prof. Here to be with you. Let's take a look at our Wony Weekly update before we get started. 26 local employers will be looking forward to seeing you on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the annual Fall Career Fair at the Quality Inn on Route 23 Southside, Oleonta. You may find some great career opportunities, maybe some part-time stuff too, I would think. Brought to you by the Daily Star and the local CDO workforce. Hippies for Hope will be holding a tie-dyeing event tonight at 6:30 in the Human Ecology Room. 2:30, all for a good cause. You see, you tie-dye a shirt for $10 or two for $15, and all the proceeds will go to local pediatric units. That's right. For each shirt tie-dyed, they'll donate another tie-dyed shirt to children in pediatric units. Nice cause. Well, SUNY Onia alumni has some good advice to current students, or good stories to tell about their successes. And so, tomorrow afternoon at 3 in Alumni Hall 205, you're invited to have a conversation with Colleen Shannon. She's from the class of 2016. You see, she earned a business economics degree here and is putting it to good use as a manager at PricewaterhouseCoopers. Not too bad. So during her time on campus, Colleen held several leadership roles and was a member of the Honor Society Beta Gamma Sigma. Good networking opportunity, I must say. And if you are a junior or senior and you're thinking about graduate school, put this in your planner. From 1 to 3 p.m. on Monday, October 6th at the Chase Gymnasium, it's be for the Graduate Professional School Fair. It's sponsored by the Career Planning and Networking Center. All right. Over 70 colleges and universities are said to be here representing law schools, medical schools, health professions, education, business administration, and many other of our favorite arts and science areas. So keep that in mind. All right, more campus news and events coming in the next hour. Nice start to today, huh? Just getting up, getting at it. 12 News Binghamton's meteorology team says we're looking good for the days ahead. We'll have mostly sunny skies today with a high around 75, low tonight around 40. Sunny, but cooler in the next few days. Highs only in the upper 60s, still very comfortable. Lows near 40 each night, and the weekend days will be sunny, highs in the 70s. All right, looking good. But yeah, I'm working the yard. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, sure. Well, Joe Professor here. Got some themes again this week. I've got new listeners, whether they're live or archived, so I've got to be on my A-list from now on. Play my A-game. All right, we'll do that in the first hour. Play the A-game. We'll also find out in the next hour what our what bands played at our college campuses in Oneonta in the past. And, of course, we'll have our dose of campus and local history in 1975 and 2000. Got you covered. So let's get started. 90.9 FM WONY. Keep it locked. 90.9. WONY. With old school vinyl. The old professor. And a good morning to you. 20 past 10 now. I'm Da Prof. With you till noontime today. Playing my A game this hour. More listeners means gotta behave myself, gotta play some good stuff. Always do that with vinyl. This last set we heard Ace sniffing about. We heard Asia and Soul Survivor. Atlanta Rhythm Section had Large Time. Brian Adams had Somebody. A-game, get it? Yeah. That's what we do here. You probably know the artists, may not know all the songs, but that's what we do here. Album cuts, new hits here and there. Old school vinyl. You know, in the latest group of incoming freshmen and transfers, there's been a decline in community engagement here at SUNY Oneonta. Students start the year ready to get engaged, but shortly, these numbers trickle way down. Clubs are beginning to receive fewer members each meeting, despite reaching out through various platforms. The surge in social media and screen time has become overwhelmingly apparent in this generation. Students preferring their screens over human interactions, right? Dorm halls have set up interactive events to bring the students out of their comfort zone, further breaking the ice. And SUNY Oneonta hopes to include more fun and inclusive events this fall to come to reduce this issue. So in short, put the phone down. Get involved. Yeah. That's a public service announcement. 90.9 WONY. I teach a course in media writing here at SUNY Oneonta, and I challenged my students recently to write a local public service announcement, and that came from Sasha Eagles. Hey, Sasha. Good job. She got a good grade on that. Good grades. Good grades. You're going to grade the shows coming up later in the day. Highly, I hope. Following this show until noon, Jukebox Journey, Johnny G will be coming in. Lucas's Lit Tunes will be later this afternoon. And then tonight, we've got a folk fest. Lawson will be along around 9 o'clock tonight. Good stuff coming. You keep it here. And we'll continue now. Old school vinyl. Yo, professor. Keeping my A game going. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
Got the cake, just a little taste, got a sweet little love. Sugar, and it tastes like this. I'm cooking up. Yeah. I'm a pretty little bitch. I'm a little bit crazy. in heaven. Only a schoolboy's brush.
a better story for the pages of my life. You must have written for me, cause every line found a way into my heart. So we take it one day at a time and leave all our worries behind. No matter which road that we choose, you tried so hard to reach me, but I never saw the way till you took the time to teach me. It used to be so nice, it used to be so good.
old school vinyl with the old professor on 90.9 WONY. Well, good morning to you. 10:47 now with the old professor. Still on my A game here. We heard from ABBA and SOS. Patty Austin gave us Through the Test of Time. We heard Ambrosia. Nice, nice, very nice. And we did a twin spin. Average White Band. We heard Cut the Cake and Schoolboy Crush. With the exception of Patty Austin, all that was from the fall of 1975. Patty Austin was 1989, so be it. But it's old school vinyl. You know the bands. Probably didn't know some of the songs, but that's what we do here. It's college radio, don't you know? Yeah. And about this time of the hour, I like to go back in time, see what was going on here at SUNY Oneonta campus. The culture, if you will. Yeah, students. They were busy signing petitions in the fall of 1975, complaining about no more hot water in the laundry rooms. Not that budget cuts were being made. And well, this was one of them. And it was a listening room here at SUNY Oneonta in the fall of 75. Does your roommate threaten to smash your Leon Russell album whenever you put it on the stereo? Do your sweet mates constantly complain with that racket when you play Emerson, Lake, and Palmer? This is 75, remember? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a solution to the problem. There is a music listening room located in the lower level of Hunt Union, same corridor as the Student Association office, and it offers a selection of over 200 tapes from country, western, to blues, jazz, and hard rock, and 50s music to the top 10 AM, FM recording artists. Nice listening room for you. You don't have to annoy your roommates. Always a good thing, right? Good for the mental health. Yeah. It was announced this week, speaking of music at the time period, that Hot Tuna was coming to play in Oneonta on October 10th. Tickets were $3 with the SAC card, $5 general. The announcement said, instead of stuffing your face with pizza and subs on Friday night, have some Hot Tuna. Yeah. Also said their concerts were known to go on for 3 to 6 hours. Wow. At the movies, Rollerball was playing at the Oneonta Theater at the Showcase Cinema. Herman Hesse's Steppenwolf was wrapping up, and The Exorcist was starting on Friday. Yeah, Showcase Cinema. Never saw Rollerball, but it was advertised, in the not-too-distant future, wars will no longer exist, but there will be Rollerball. It was called a science fiction sports action film of the time. And the Faculty Student Association opened a record shop in the basement of Schumacher Hall on September 26th. A top 20 album at a list price of $6.98 was being sold for $3.58 at the time. Some of the LPs in this advertisement, let's see here. We got Chicago, number 8. We got Poco. We got Aerosmith, Toys in the Attic, Steely Dan, Katie Lied, Captain Fantastic by Elton John, Venus and Mars Show by Wings, my gosh, Young Americans by David Bowie, Red Octopus by Jefferson Starship, Stampede by the Doobie Brothers. And those were some of the albums on sale for $3.58. Wow, basement of Schumacher Hall. In fact, that was 1975. I got some of those albums, so I'm going to share them with you, too, in this next set. So stay with us here. Let's continue. Old school vinyl, the old professor on 90.9 WONY. You keep it locked.
Sabia.